This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Grief. What is that sound? I think it might just be history being made because this is the very first episode of Sound Deals.
Oh my God, I am so excited to be here for the world's very first podcast shopping network.
It's the first, it's the only. We are your hosts. I'm Max.
And I'm Ivan.
And we are recording right here live in the Sound Deals warehouse.
Yes, we're surrounded by deals, 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 and we're excited to be selling them to you.
We are. It's not warm in the warehouse.
Oh no.
But the deals are red hot.
They sure are, Max. And really, I just want to let you all know that I have tested out every single product that we are going to be describing to you.
Yes, it's the Sound Deals guarantee. Ivan signed that in his contract. It was optional, but Ivan...
Wait, was it?
Ivan has signed it for was it 3 days that you're testing it for?
30 days.
What an adventure that must be.
It's been a pleasure. And to be honest, I'm excited to be sharing with you my experiences of the past 30 days for all the products that I've been testing.
And your face is just drooping to one side there a little bit as you finish that sentence.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'll just pop that up.
There we go. Lovely stuff. And let's kick things off without further ado. What could it be? The first sound deal.
Low ratio bream cream.
Now, we absolutely love the low ratio bream cream. It's absolutely wonderful.
My gosh. Now, please do not eat it.
No, absolutely not.
It smells delicious.
It smells delicious. It smells of fishes. That's the slogan of the low ratio bream cream. But do not eat it under any circumstances. It is not food grade. And Ivan discovered that on day one.
I sure did.
Absolutely.
And I really did break out in hives.
Yes.
But guys, it's just irresistible. It smells lovely and you just pop it on your face.
You do.
And it's a lovely cream, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous cream. Now, you get creams made of all sorts of things, of floral elements or homeopathic things. But in these Brexity times, the fishing industry is getting a much needed boost. The bream fishermen of Loch Lomond are sending their bream directly to a cream manufacturer, and that is what we're dealing with here. It's pure bream. It's pure bream.
And I just want to show you, Max, my leg here, if I can show you. As you can see, I've started to develop a few scales.
Yeah.
And really, my skin is... So it's not dry, it is scales.
Right, I see, because it looked a little bit dry and flaky from a distance.
No. But when you look up close, but you can see that I'm actually developing...
Okay.
...some scales. And really, it's not only fetching, it feels great.
Does it feel sort of silky, or what's the scale?
It feels silky on the way down,
and then
rough
on the way up.
On the way up,
absolutely silky down
and rough up.
Absolutely. And I mean, I suppose the key question for many of our listeners at home, it's low ratio. Now, what's the science behind that?
I'm so glad you asked, Max, because really, we at Sound Deals are sourcing the finest products around. And what this means with this bream cream...
Yes.
The low ratio is of the amount of product needed versus the amount that we supply you.
Yes. So you will need more than is available currently. But for us, the great thing there is that it becomes a little bit... It's part of your day, you know. You're going to need more bream cream if you're aiming to achieve, presumably, full-scale coverage.
Yes, which is why I've only got it there on my shin.
Yes.
And the rest of my body, I've just been using a diluted solution, which smells just as potent.
Yes. The smell almost doesn't... It's somehow even stronger, almost.
It really does strengthen with dilution, which is amazing.
Yes.
But if you do want the full scale effect, you're going to have to go for a higher ratio.
Yes. But this is low ratio. How much is the price point? What are we selling it for?
We are looking at a very, very affordable... affordable £25 per milliliter.
Wonderful. Okie doke. And how many millilitres are in the pot?
One milliliter
right.
pot.
And it is a low ratio. That is it. The ratio is low. But I mean, even that was enough to really make quite an eye-catching change to the way your leg is.
Absolutely.
And will be for...
Well, I mean, it's been like this for a solid month.
Right, okay.
And I mean, I only applied it once.
So we think that's potentially permanent.
Yes, it could be. It could well be.
Absolutely. So who knows, at the end, you know, with enough investment, and there are subscription options available for the low ratio Bream cream, or you could go for a higher ratio. Eventually, you know, you could be head to toe Bream, dive back into the water and join your Breamy cousins.
Well, that sounds absolutely delightful to me. All right, I think we should dive into another great, great deal.
The Parade Avoider.
The Parade Avoider!
Oh, I have been waiting to sell the Parade Avoider to you guys because, to be honest, it's one of the best products we have in stock.
It's an absolute favourite, the Parade Avoider. Everyone's been talking about it. It's been a huge hit at the Sound Deals warehouse. The entire group of workers all gathered together to enjoy it together and found out that they couldn't because it was too close to a parade.
Incredible. And now I just want to let you guys know, it's not just parades. Obviously, it is called the Parade Avoider, mm-hmm. but right now we are seeing a lot of riots out there. We are seeing a lot of marches, yeah. and this works on all of those things.
Absolutely. You've not been contributing to any of the social change that's been going on this year, have you?
I've stayed completely back from it.
You're like Switzerland. You're just away, you're separate, all sorts is going on out in the streets. There are pride marches, there's the Black Lives Matter movement, nowhere to be seen.
Would you believe when everyone on my street was clapping for the NHS?
Not so, Ivan.
No, not for me, because I had the Parade Avoider strapped on my head.
That you did, and it very much does strap onto the head. So a little bit about what it's like. If you can picture, you know, a road cone or one of those things that goes on the motorway when a lane is cleared off. It's got a light, it sort of rotates around, and there's a strap under the chin.
And that strap is made of finest leather.
Oh, it absolutely is. It is vintage Italian leather. It's incredibly soft, it's beautiful, and under any other circumstances, it would be sold in its own right as some fine goods, but it just happens to be the chin strap.
It really does. And it's just amazing. The technology that's inside this cone really is incredible because what it does is it notifies you when you are near a parade or near a march or near some kind of gathering of people.
Even just a few people stood outside clapping the good work of the NHS.
Yes.
For their tireless contributions to this pandemic.
And what happens is this rim, can you see that if I just tilt my head down?
No need to tilt, the rim is huge.
It is huge.
I'm almost leaning away from it now.
Yes.
In fact, lean your head back and I can get a glimpse. It really is fine Italian leather.
Such a beautiful strap.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous strap.
But let me get back onto the mechanics of this thing.
To the rim.
Because when the device figures out that you are about to be in some kind of parade, what happens is the rim drops down, mm-hmm. this fine curtain all around you.
And it's beautiful Venetian silk, isn't it?
It's really beautiful.
It's just gorgeous.
And that's just the lining. Yeah. And then obviously there's this chainmail exterior.
Yes, indeed. Fine Mesopotamian chainmail. It's incredible.
And woven by monks, would you believe?
Absolutely. Mesopotamian monks.
Bless them. It drops down and it protects you from the outside world. And really, it's quite comfortable in there. Now, you might think it's heavy.
I do.
It is.
Right, I see. Yeah.
It is very heavy.
Yes.
But I've, you know, kind of strengthened my, I was going to say my core, my upper body, my neck.
Your
and
neck.
My shoulders.
Yes, yes.
Are very strong right now.
Yes, because in terms of your core, you've been mainly sort of bent over double with your head sort of almost trailing along the floor in front of you.
Yes, but what you really must be careful, and luckily there is a siren on the top of the cone.
Absolutely.
Which gives you a little 5-second warning that the curtain is going to drop. You really need to stand as still and upright as possible, because that curtain is very heavy.
Yeah. If you're lying on your back and the curtain comes out, it's going to drop right on your face.
It really will, and it will cause damage.
And the extraordinary thing is, there is simply no way of turning off the alarm or deactivating the rim. So in terms of spending time in gatherings, it's just off the cards, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, that's the great thing about it. It's always on. It's always ready. And I think I'm going to wear it for quite some more time than the 30 days that I guarantee it.
And the device itself, we should finally point out, is made of fine Swiss gold.
It is.
It's a luxury. It's a high-value luxury item.
But it can be yours for £4,500.
£4,500. If you want an extra light on top of the existing light, that comes in another £500. I'd advise it.
It does look better.
It looks gorgeous. And you can, of course, change the chin strap.
But I don't know if you'd want to, because...
I mean, it's gorgeous.
It's made of the finest Italian leather.
It's so, so soft. So enjoy it, either on your own... No, just on your own.
Mainly on your own.
Just on your own.
Although there is the possibility of a dual hat situation.
Yes. Well, I think the situation there is you are both wearing the same device, essentially.
Yes.
You know, it's wider, but then you are almost a kind of Siamese twin scenario in which you are both connected.
You are conjoined by the device.
Yes.
Walking together. Kind of like you're under a giant umbrella that you can't separate from.
Two people, one rim.
Brand Ambassador.
Every week, we are lucky enough to have a different special guest here in the Sound Deal studio sharing with us a product that is close to their heart. Or that they just have a sort of financial connection to of some kind.
Absolutely. And this week, we're very excited to have in the studio Deborah Frances White, podcaster, guilty feminist, and comedy giant, in that she's taller than me.
She sure is, Ivan. She sure is. It's a world full of giants.
Deborah, hello!
Hello!
Hello, lads. It's a joy to be here.
It is a joy to have you here, not just to see your wonderful face, but also the extraordinary product you are bringing to market this week.
And that product is...
Deep silk.
Deep silk.
Deep silk. Deep silk.
You know, as a feminist, to become a brand ambassador... You know, I'm not someone who sees myself as an influencer. You know that. You
of
know,
course
I've never
not.
Done that kind of thing.
No.
But when deep silk approached me... I thought, well, this is my responsibility as a feminist to align myself with the brand. You know what? I don't even get any money from the brand.
Surely not.
No. It's my job as a well-known feminist.
You're a pro bono brand ambassador, which is actually quite difficult to say.
I am pro bono, but in feminist circles, we tend to call it pro vagio.
Of course, of course.
It's hashtag not always, hashtag
indeed
inclusion. However, on this occasion, deep silk is something that I just think, you know, the world needs, the world has lacked. I mean, before Me Too, the idea of deep silk wasn't even a possibility. I mean, you know, and I mean, for obvious reasons. I mean, Ivan, you've used it. Do you feel that it's made you more feminist?
I think so. I mean, to be honest, to begin with...
You don't sound convinced.
I wasn't sure how to use it, and maybe I wasn't using it properly. I basically fashioned like a caftan out of the product. I was just... Very heavy fabric. Is that right?
Okay. I don't know that you read the instructions properly.
Ah.
Okay. So deep silk.
Yes.
It may have come in a box that was sort of like a promo box with some deep silk with some silky fabric around it.
Yeah.
That's what I was using. Was open the box.
Oh.
So in fact, Ivan, you've just been wrapping yourself in quite light silk.
Yeah. When when you open the box, a light should shine out of it.
Okay, wait a second. Like... let me just get the box.
Okay.
Because so... I just discarded the box. I thought that was, you know how like packaging has other packaging inside to just help bulk out.
You thought the packaging was inside the product itself?
Yeah.
Okay. So, absolute apologies, Deborah. Ivan's just going to open the box.
Wow, that is very bright, isn't it? Gosh.
Yeah, it's... So the can you see that light coming out?
Yes.
It has a sort of Pulp Fiction-esque kind of quality to it. You know, yeah. It's sort of the light in the box.
Am I allowed to look directly at this light? Because it's quite alluring and...
Oh, you must. You absolutely must.
Oh, my
gosh. Now, what you will find fascinating about that box is if you put your hand into the light...
Okay.
There will be no bottom to the box. You won't ever feel a bottom.
Okay, wait. Okay, no, I'm just going to go a bit deeper and...
Wow, he is really...
elbow deep?
There is nothing down here, is there? What?
I just don't understand. He's going deep. He's going...
Okay.
Yeah, it's
extraordinarily deep.
Extraordinarily deep. See, the depth of that... feel the depth of that.
I'm still feeling around.
Yes. Is there an overwhelming understanding... of your place in the universe as a white man right now?
Wait, I
can see the cogs turning, and for the first time, the structures of patriarchy and oppression are starting to render themselves clearly across Ivan's face. This is really...
Okay, now try and get your hand out of the box, and you can't!
Oh dear, I am stuck.
Yes, that is right. You are now trapped in the patriarchal structures. So you will now spend the rest of the afternoon trapped in the patriarchal structures. Now, you're experiencing now what it's like to be a woman in a man's world.
Okay.
As you try and walk, you can walk, but only the box
I'm quite
comes
weighed
with
down.
You. It's like carrying luggage everywhere you go.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. You'll go for lunch with somebody and they won't be able to take their eyes off the box. Now, that's a lot like having tits.
Right.
So true.
I mean, you would never have experienced this, but I've many times gone to a lunch with a television producer who spent the whole time looking at my tits. And it's a lot like, have you ever been for lunch with someone who has spent the whole time looking at their phone?
Absolutely.
You know, when they keep looking at their phone all
the
time.
Any lunch with Max?
Well, you know,
yeah,
I mean.
Absolutely, yeah. So imagine now if instead of looking at their phone, they spent the whole lunch looking at your phone.
Oh, my God.
How insulting would that be? And you're like, excuse me, can you get off my phone? Except now imagine instead of your phone, it's your tits. Okay, so that is some kind of liability and disability that you walk around with the whole time where you're like, okay, can you engage with me? Now, that is luggage to be carried. Many times you go to a meeting with a man and you have to, pre-me too, you would have to spend a whole meeting making that television executive feel very sexy and attractive and appealing, but leave in a way where he feels sexier than when he met you, but you haven't in any way done anything you didn't want to do. So you have to reject them, but make them feel sexier while rejecting them. This is the kind of thing that women have had to do for absolute centuries. We're always carrying luggage. That's the thing. So we're doing what you're doing. It's like running a marathon, but having to carry two heavy suitcases.
It is quite something. Deborah, I've just received a notification on my phone saying that I'm getting paid 8.6% less.
That is, in fact, one of the greatest experiences that deep silk can give a man. The deeper you go into the silk, and the silk, of course, representing femininity, the imposition of softness, the projection of sensitivity that is projected on women. And the depth of that, you think, oh, this is lovely, silk, lovely. What a lovely thing to have been gifted by the universe, you think.
Mm.
But the deeper your arm goes in and the more that you can't pull it out, you realise that this silk is actually a trap, that femininity is a trap. It's something to be carried everywhere, something that's actually got a heft on you, and it actually means that one arm can't do anything while the other arm is busy looking pretty. So yeah, what the other thing is that as you walk down the street, you know, carrying that the deep silk on your arm, You'll find more of yourself disappearing into this box. And here's the thing. At some points, you'll start to like it and enjoy it and think it's your friend. For example, that deep silk will start to encourage you to think that what you want to wear on your feet is something extremely painful and elevating. Listen, I have been a woman all my life. And so I, as a child, happened to have quite femme gender expression, which is very lucky in a way, because that was what was imposed upon me. So I will actually look at shoes that are instruments of torture and think, I wish I could afford those. I think what I'll do is I'll do without other things in order to be able to afford them. Deep silk is allowing you to have those experiences. At the moment, Ivan, you don't really care about the lines around your eyes. You've not really noticed them, but they're there, they're present, they're getting worse every day.
Oh my God, I'm just looking at myself in a mirror, and I've never really noticed them before.
Which is extraordinary.
Well, when I met you in Edinburgh some years ago, probably, I don't know, how long ago did I meet you? 8 years ago, something like that?
It would have been, yes.
Yeah, 8 years ago. You had fewer lines on your face and more hair on your head.
It's so true.
Yeah, in a very real way. Now, you really haven't noticed those changes.
He hasn't thought about it at all. Hasn't given it a second's thought until now.
All they've served to do is to make you look wiser and more like somebody people would want to employ. Because you now look like a man. You look like, oh, yeah, we could throw a budget at him. He'd definitely bring it back with a return. But every year that goes by is 1 year closer to menopause for me. And I'm not yet at a point of menopause. But as soon as I hit menopause, I will no longer be allowed to emerge. You'll be allowed to emerge until you're 75. I mean, that was the case. Now you're trapped with one arm in deep silk.
I really am.
And if you look on your other arm now, yes, you will see that a second box.
Where did this come
deep
from?
Deep silk, yeah, has trapped you. Now, you'll see there's something vaginal about deep silk. I don't know if you've ever had your finger inside a vagina, but it's something of a Chinese finger trap.
Yes,
if it contracts.
I vaguely remember when I was lucky enough when I was 17. It's never happened since.
A vagina can be something of a Chinese finger trap when it contracts, if it is in fact aroused to a certain point, and it can be difficult to get your finger out again. That's the way deep silk has been designed. Not to say in any way that all women have vaginas, some women don't, but many do, and so this has been built into the design. Deep silk is metaphorical. It's evocative. It's evocative of the vagina, but it's also evocative of the Venus flytrap, the Chinese finger traps that women live with every day in our society. Deeper and deeper and deeper into the patriarchy, the more you think you're pulling out, the more you're getting trapped in. And so now that you have really understood what it is to be weighted down by deep silk, I said it was the rest of the afternoon. I didn't want to shock you at first. I need to ease you in. It's the rest of your life.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is more something a woman gives a man.
Right.
It's not something a man buys for himself. Max, would you like one?
Do you know what, Deborah? Thank you so much. As per our contract, it's actually Ivan who tests out the products here at Sound Deals. And I'm thrilled that he's done so on this occasion on what is both an extraordinary product, a meaningful social message, and an incredible live experiment. I'm sorry to hear that your salary has been reduced by 8.5%, especially considering you're already on, I think, 75% less than I was.
Than you. But that's not a gender thing. That's just a talent thing, I've been told.
That was just the deals that were struck.
Yeah.
And the lines around your eyes will, as they increase, diminish your potential earnings as well. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Which they wouldn't have if you were Paul Newman.
I understand.
But they absolutely will if you're Reese Witherspoon. Do you see how it works?
I'm feeling more enlightened, but more burdened at the same time. And I guess, you know, this is a podcast shopping network. So what you're really doing is you're suggesting that all our female listeners buy this for their friends, their family, just any other men who don't really understand what it's like to be a woman.
I think if I could just take over from Ivan, I think what you're saying is actually that women should buy it for men, I think, is really what you're saying. Any of the women out there should probably pick it up for some of the fellas in their life, is a little idea I just had.
Yeah, yeah. Can you see, Ivan, now? Can
oh,
you
my
really
God.
See?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Have your eyes been thoroughly opened? Enlightened but burdened, the definition of feminism.
I just want to apologise to everyone for spending the last 30 days just using packaging instead of the actual product inside.
Don't look so... Ivan, do you know what? Has anyone ever said you'd look a lot prettier if you just had a little smile? Just smile. There you go.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Okay. Well, I think we've all learned a lot from this. Come on. Chin up, love. Chin up, love.
All right. Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much.
Oh, I've just had a WhatsApp in. Deep Silk are asking if you'd like to be a brand ambassador, Ivan.
Well, I mean, it would be an honour.
Yeah, it pays half of nothing.
So does that mean you owe them?
I mean, that's all I'm worth.
Thank you.
Hello, Max and Ivan here at the Sound Deal studio with a very quick message. We've been getting a lot of letters asking if there is a complaints procedure related to products that you've purchased. Well, there isn't, but there is a way of complaining, and that is by rating us 5 stars and subscribing to the podcast.
In the comments section, you can write your complaint, but if you just use words like excellent...
Yeah, some of those key words. Fantastic.
Really just...
Entertaining.
Wonderful.
Hilarious.
Those kind of words will up the visibility
and make
for
sure
your complaint.
Make sure your complaint really gets seen.
So get complaining now.
Thank you. And that is all we've got time for, which marks the end of our historic first episode.
It's been an absolute pleasure spending the time with you guys.
Well, I mean, that wraps it up.
Yeah.
What are you up to this evening?
Oh, I guess I'm just going to hunker down in the Sound Deals warehouse.
Yes, of course.
And
just bed in.
Yeah, I mean, unless you kind of fancy a drink
or something.
I've got
to make a move, but I mean, but obviously, you know. Anyway, it's been...
Okay, yeah, no, sure.
Awesome. Well, anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And, oh, hold on a minute.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's the sound of some recalls,
uh-oh,
actually. Bit strange.
Wasn't expecting those, but let's quickly take care of those before we head.
Brick Whittler.
The Brick Whittler was, of course, made of brick and whittled itself out of existence.
Cork Stumbler.
Unfortunately, this product could only be used when drunk, but you can't get drunk unless you open the bottle, so it was useless.
But thank you to the many alcoholics who bought it, who just said it was great.
Turgid Paint Set.
Something smelled good. The Turgid Paint Set was not one of them.
The Coal Converter.
For those people who don't want to become born-again Christians, do not purchase the Coal Converter.
Nighttime Shades.
Yes, unfortunately, the Nighttime Shades were emitting too much shade, as in they were criticising how people looked, and they were too good at their job, and thus morale was low. And I'm sure that you have encountered the same problem with your Nighttime Shade.
Jenny and Milton Keynes, we'd like to assure you, you do not have thunder thighs, girl. Sound Deals was created and performed by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. Product titles by Hugh Oleska and you, members of the public. If you have something you wish to sell on the Sound Deals network, simply email the product title to sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.